listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. SES and Marine Rescue are set to join the search for a missing 40-year-old man. Huynh told a colleague he was taking a break around 10 o'clock Wednesday night but never returned. He's described as being of medium build with short dark hair and a fair complexion and was last seen in the port in Point Sampson. Anyone with information is urged to contact police. The State Agriculture Minister has written to the federal government calling for a delay on the planned live export ban. Jackie Jarvis asking the moratorium commences from June 24 rather than June 14, citing favourable weather conditions in the Northern Hemisphere. Australian Livestock Exporters Council's Mark Harvey-Sutton says they're in full support of the request.
This is a really due recognition from Minister Jarvis about the importance of the live sheep export industry. She's recognising it as a release valve for producers and a very important market.
A stinger drag is set to get underway this morning to determine if Cable Beach can reopen today. The Broome Beach closing yesterday following reports of an Irukandji sting, the second reported incident this week. A new partnership is set to help Broome-based First Nations entrepreneurs thrive. The Academy for Enterprising Girls and Make It Happen HQ to deliver female-focused workshops for students at Broome Senior High School next month. Make It Happen's Adele Peak says it's important those in the regions receive equal opportunity to their metro counterparts.
We have to think about geographical equity when we are delivering to First Nation peoples, particularly when a large population of our people actually do live in remote communities.
Sport, a big weekend ahead in the West Kimberley Women's Footy League. Townsend Greenbacks both looking to continue winning streaks after recording round one wins last week. While Bulls are set to take to the field for the first time this season, taking on Peninsula Bombers at Nipperow.